This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to be vulnerable for a minute.
Okay. This is a safe space.
It's not, though. That's why I started by saying I need to be vulnerable for a minute, because I want to ask everyone listening if they think, based on what you've heard over the years, if you think I'm a bad parent. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. See, look at your face, Aaron.
What?
you said it was safe.
Yeah.
Safe for whom?
I didn't know you were going to ask that question.
It's based on something really weird. So it's based on a couple of things that are really weird. Let me just start here. It's hard for the people in this room to imagine, but I am way more selfless than I think you guys think I am.
No, it's easy for us to know because we're in the room with you. It's outside where it's like, we always get texts that are like,
what an arrogant, narcissistic, selfish piece of, but I don't know that you see my selfless side very often. Cause we spend time, like, it's hard. I'm not fishing for compliments. I swear to God.
I think you do show it like every day,
but not so anyone would know.
Yeah. Okay. It's like just to us. You definitely put on like a mask when you go out.
I do.
Or like, yeah.
God, I don't do that intentionally, I don't think, but I must. But okay. So I recently just took a trip I took a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, as one does. My son. What was that?
No one ever has that reaction to Nebraska.
I'm just showing Omaha some love. You know, no one ever does.
It's we're gonna probably be talking about this for a while because I think he's leaning towards going to Creighton.
And oh wow!
It's gonna break my heart if he does, but it's also gonna make me super proud of him.
Wow. But
as one does when you're doing a college tour, then afterward we had a night before the college tour, we had a night after the college tour to hit some of Omaha's favorite spots. So Noah and I decided to go get sushi.
In Omaha. Mm, okay.
I know.
Okay. All right. We're getting closer to why I'm not a fish guy from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. It's going to be rough for me to get back in the game. Okay. I'm just going to say. But let me just explain this. I don't know why any restaurant would do this, but there's two people eating, and we ordered like the hamachi jalapeno or whatever, and they bring it out, and there's five pieces. What kind of restaurant would make something with five pieces?
Did they eat one on the way to like take it to
you? I don't know.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Five pieces?
What, that is an odd number?
Yeah.
Or what? You want
to... Let's picture it's a party of two. We each get two, somebody gets three. Let's picture it's a party of four. We each get one, somebody gets an extra. Who makes a thing... It's the age-old argument that they finally solved where hot dogs came in eight, or buns came in eight and hot dogs came in 10. It's like, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Make them come in the exact same quantities.
Yeah.
Five pieces of something is ridiculous. How many tables of five have you ever seen?
Oh, okay. No, not that many. I see.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of other things, like all the cheese dippers and stuff that I'm always buying. All the
Kit Kat. How many things are there?
Two.
Four. Thank you.
Well, no.
Oh, and I eat the fun size ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's two.
You're both right.
I'm still working on Halloween candy. Sorry. Oh,
Jesus. From last year? Yeah. Okay. So it's I eat a piece, he eats a piece, I eat a piece, he eats a piece, he eats a piece. He never even thinks twice.
Ooh.
I have programmed him to know that I would rather he have it. It's never, he never, this is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. We don't sit and stare at it and go, well, do you want it? No, you have it. No. Mm-hmm. Like if we were on a date, you'd do that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you want him to know that you would rather him have it because you love him more than anything.
But
and same with your daughter stuff.
Oh, yes.
But you also want the, like, hey, Dad, you took some time to do this. You took, it came out of pocket for those flights. Like, glad we're here. Thanks. Would you like the last? You're paying for the deal.
Correct.
For the whole meal.
Yeah.
Would you like the last
piece of Omaha sushi?
Yeah. So I get it. You want at least a little recognition.
Just something. But it's also that he knows that I love him so much that he can just have it. So there, this is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. Like, is it good that he knows that he could argue, but I'm just going to make him take it anyway? Or is it bad that he just assumes if there's extra, it's his? Which is...
Well, do you think that behavior is only with you? Do you think if he was on a date or if he was with maybe just he and your daughter, if they were eating, well, then maybe that's a bad example. He'd probably take it.
Without a doubt.
He would definitely take it.
But like if he was with someone else, would he have that gear?
With
or do you
mom,
think?
Even.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking this. Because I have a second example from the last couple of days.
This one definitely just goes back to basic manners, I feel like. So maybe you're not a bad parent, but there's definitely something.
But he just knows, like,
there.
With me, there's a point where you get tired of asking the question, right?
Right.
It's like you if we're dating, on the fifth time we go out to eat, and like the check comes and you're reaching for your thing, and I'm like, just don't. I'm not gonna let you
pay.
But
you never wanna assume.
I know, but I just go, just don't. Like, trust me, I got it. I invited you here. Like, this was, just let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a point where I'm not mad if you stop reaching for your purse, because I'm like, thank you. Thank you for accepting that I'm gonna get this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So as Noah, is this a way of you did a great job parenting?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I see. Yeah, because he's so secure in your love
knowing,
for him that he
yes.
knows, oh, this is all mine.
My dad loves me, and he's going to insist that I eat that piece.
I'm
going to
choke down that third piece of Omaha sushi.
Which, there was a point, we ordered something called Itchy Sea Bass.
Ooh.
That was when the night turned. That was when we...
You got any ketchup?
It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. And I've put some stuff in my mouth. Okay. So then fast forward, then I'm finally getting around to building my Statue of Liberty Lego set that I got for my birthday from my kids. They got me this. And I've built the base, and I've started with the green ones to make the Statue of Liberty. And my kids get there, and I go to make some food or whatever. And when I come back, Mia has finished it.
No.
She loves Legos
so much. That was your Lego
set. But
so
do you.
You had been waiting.
I love
that
Mia.
That was your gift.
I know.
Oh, I'm disappointed with both of them.
But she knows that I love her, and I know how much she loves Legos, and it's okay. It's just built.
It is.
I'm going to make a scene about it, then I'm like, your happiness means nothing to me, Mia. Like, I don't.
That's not what you're saying at all.
It is kind of what I'm saying. Because it's like she wanted to finish the Legos.
No, that was yours.
I know it's mine, but I'm her dad and I want her to be happy.
No.
I mean, that is tough because that is the job. It's in the description.
Yes.
Of just like, and you're done with your happiness.
But you're
that is exactly, thank you, Tia, for understanding what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to stop being selfish when you're a parent. Like, that's my present.
To an extent, this is not being
when
selfish.
When it's your birthday cake
this,
and the candles are, who gets to blow them out? You or Patrick?
Well, I let Patrick do it because
I know because
I offer it. It is my choice to do that, not Patrick's.
It's just a thing. You just let it go. That third piece of sushi is his.
And just let all manners go.
It's, I don't know that it's manners. That's what
it
I'm
is.
At. I don't.
It's the assumption that is wrong. And yeah, you got to whip him into shape.
Hack.
I get
help
it.
Me.
I get it completely. I would be.
I'd be thrilled a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed, but I would be also thrilled that she got a little happiness out of it. And even like you probably had a little conversation. You probably got to spend a few minutes together talking about it. Oh, look at this. Did you see how the...
Yes.
It has all these details and all that. All yeah.
Essentially, I spent an hour and a half building just a square brown base, and she got to do the whole cool thing of the statue.
Congrats, Dad.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.